Welcome back to Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis Hilburn. And with us in the studio once again, Jennifer Rigby, who is the project manager for New Hanover County's Comprehensive Plan. Welcome back, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And also joining us now is Al Sharp, the man who's shaping the vision, or helping to shape, for the future of the Tri-County region, which includes Brunswick, New Hanover, and Pender counties. He's the project director of Focus. Al Sharp, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you very much.
If you have a question or a comment about how the Cape Fear region should be crafting its multi-county comprehensive plan, give us a call at 910-343-1138 or send an email to coastline@whqr.org. You can also tweet us at @CoastlineHQR. So Al Sharp, here we are with the macro view. Focus includes which geographic areas specifically?
It includes the citizens from Brunswick, Pender, and New Hanover County, of course, including the city of Wilmington. It was a designated MSA by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, the area surrounding Greater Wilmington.
And when you say MSA, that's Metropolitan
Statistical Area.
How are the New Hanover County Comprehensive Plan efforts and the City of Wilmington Comprehensive Plan efforts working with this Tri-County effort?
From the very onset, we have had an ongoing collaboration of five organizations, the city, the county, the MPO, Wilmington Metropolitan Planning Organization, and also the Cape Fear Public Utility Authority. And so these five organizations have been meeting on a bi-monthly basis to share data, share public input, and to collaborate in every way possible.
Is there anything that's emerged from this process so far, Al Sharp, that surprised you?
I don't know if it surprised us or warmed our hearts, but there are an amazing amount of similarities and agreement amongst the people in the area. People want the same things, they value many of the same things, and they are really very positive about their future.
What are some of those things? I mean, we heard from the City of Wilmington and New Hanover County that pedestrian areas are important, bike paths are important. What kinds of things are you hearing for the Tri-County area?
Let's take it to their people are value their neighborhoods and value accessibility within their neighborhoods, whether it is a city street or a community like Burgall or a resort area like Southport. People want access to their community, and they value the idea that they have choice. I think the key word that we've learned in the three-county area is people like having choices, and when they have choices, they choose to use the best options.
And as part of this effort, and Jennifer Rigby, you have been participating directly in the Focus effort as well, there was a study that was published, a medical analysis gap. It was sort of like a snapshot of health across the region. What were some of the more compelling findings from this report?
There was a health gaps analysis that was completed, and it was very interesting to find out just what some of the issues are for our community as far as making sure that we are a healthy community, making sure we have access to health facilities, making sure that we have the right programs in place, and that, as Al mentioned, kind of making the right choices as far as healthy choices.
Let me add to that a minute. It's called the Health and Wellness Gap Analysis, and it's on the Focus website. And it identified such things as food deserts where people can't find healthy food within a reasonable distance to their homes. It identified the question of why can't kids walk to school anymore, and that there are dangerous roads, and then it also identified the idea that there are state programs where you can build walkable ways from neighborhoods to local schools. And the health professionals from the three counties cooperated on this, and what we found is that it was so good, it's being modeled in other counties within the state of North Carolina.
What was so good? You mean the report itself, the analysis?
The analysis, the report, the holistic nature of it, and the idea that you can focus on something as complicated as health and wellness in a comprehensive way.
One of the points that you made was food deserts. There are communities within the Tri-County region that are food deserts, and you describe that as not having access to healthy food. How can comprehensive plans affect that outcome? What do you do about that?
I think through our zoning, making sure that areas and with our future land use map, we show this, making sure that as areas develop, there are opportunities for commercial development integrated within single-family residential development. That's a really important way to make sure that we can have access to healthy foods for individuals within a reasonable area.
And the report also points out the correlation between health mortality rates and factors such as level of education, income, mobility, which I guess is access to transportation, Al Sharp?
Yes, it does that. And it also looks at the whole question of health is not an isolated issue. It's very much related to where we live, where we work, and our opportunities in the community. And whether it's an urban experience like downtown Wilmington on our market down on the riverfront, or whether it's in a rural community where people want an opportunity of raising and marketing some of their own product, you need to build linkages on this. So this was an eye-opening experience for a lot of policymakers.
What are some of the areas in this three-county region, Brunswick, New Hanover, and Pender counties, that need some help when it comes to zoning and land use maps in terms of making them healthier communities?
Let me answer this, that focus is a policy driven. We do not have any authority on zoning. We are simply saying that through good analysis and recommendations, the elected officials and the private nonprofits can move forward in a concerted way. Now, saying that, you can identify our whole rural spread in northern Pender County, Brunswick County, and a few isolated places in New Hanover County.
Such as downtown Wilmington.
Yes, but they're both rural. There's a spread of rural areas, and there is also urban areas. The places that are most accessible to markets are suburban areas, but then they have the problem of busy streets, no public transportation beyond the walking range of the people who live there. And so this is what New Hanover County and Wilmington will struggle with. It's not an easy issue because you've got market forces.
And that is interesting. In this report, it makes a direct link, I think, between areas where people can walk, get around without individual vehicles, and health. There's a link there. Can you talk about that link? And
go ahead.
I think there is a natural link there. You know, one thing, it's important to know that it's not just about providing the opportunities for folks to walk there, but it's also the economic benefit of making sure that individuals are healthy and making sure that appropriate facilities are located where folks can easily access. So there's an economic benefit as well as a health benefit to it.
So also let's remember that WAVE Transit and the other transportation providers in the other two counties have been participating, and it identifies where there are clusters of elderly or senior citizens or low-income people who may or may not have access to public transit. And these become decision points. Remember that a lot of people get to the grocery store by taking a taxi cab. And so these are the conditions that make for health and wellness an ongoing issue within our communities.
And Al Sharp, how do you see public transportation growing in the region? There's been a lot of debate about that between certainly the city of Wilmington and New Hanover County. And the city of Wilmington seems to be generally interested in growing the public transportation aspect of its landscape. The county up to this point hasn't shown equal enthusiasm. Is that a fair assessment? What's happening in Brunswick and Pender counties now on that front?
Well, and WAVE reaches out to Leland and on its regular routes, and this has been particularly important now with the construction on the causeway. So it gives people a choice, and they have opened 3 park and ride lots on the other side of the river. Also, the plans as they emerge may tend to concentrate more growth along transit corridors, which will, by the nature of the development, make transit more easily accessible. I want to reinforce the idea that doing all of the study, that we can expect in this community 250,000 more people by the year 2040. So,
let that sink in for a second. Okay. 250,000 people.
More people. Some of us because we're going to have kids, and some of us because our family's going to move here, and some of it because millennials are going to come to school and want to stay here. But for whatever reason, by 2040, at the low end, we expect 250,000 more people to be living in the Tri-County area. So when we talk about framework for the future, which is our set of recommendations, we're talking about not only what happens now, but what happens over the next 25 years, how to get ready for this, and how to do it intelligently and still maintain choice.
And going back to public transportation, Jennifer Rigby, will the county's New Hanover County's comprehensive plan, you think, will that move the ball forward when it comes to public transportation? Is that part of this effort?
Well, one of the issues with public transportation is that you have to have the appropriate density to support it and to make it viable. The city, it does have appropriate density, but there are areas within the county that are just not appropriate. It's kind of irresponsible to think of sending an empty bus out to pick up one person and back. So I think as we grow and as the community, as Al mentioned, as our population grows, I think that conversation will continue, and it will be interesting to see how we can achieve some of those public transportation goals. But I think it is directly tied to how dense we become.
Rachel, can I add also that WAVE has been participating in this process with the city, with the county, and with the regional focus. And they are doing things to look at this. In other words, talking about sizing of their vehicles, natural gas as an alternative fuel. So the whole nature of us as a 3-county region with the city of Wilmington, New Hanover County, Pender, and citizens from Brunswick County are talking about, let's work together for a rational future. And that's the important part.
We have an email from somebody that would be familiar to both of you, Paul D'Angelo, who is with the Wilmington Housing Authority, and he says, my question is for Al with focus. What one issue or one fact or statistic do you think, if known, would help the Tri-County region think more regionally, an issue that affects us now or in the future?
The fact, I think, is on May 22nd, we convened a group of citizens and decision makers from around the region, and the number one priority was we want better jobs, and the second priority was we want to act and work together as a region. So there is a consciousness amongst the people that regional is the way to go when you're talking about these 3 counties.
Okay, we have just a few minutes left in the show. I want to get to our caller, Raymond. Welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Hey, Rachel, you always have really great programs.
Thank you.
I'm wondering where industries such as the cement factory across the river, where would something like that figure in all these comprehensive plans?
That's a great question. Al Sharp, Jennifer Rigby?
A decision on special use permits is a county decision, okay? But planning for the future, the city, the county, and other communities are working to open up the 421 corridor. The 421 corridor is the the expansion area where water, sewer, rail, and river transportation come together, and an opportunity for clean industry to be located in an accessible part that will serve the three-county region. So 421 North.
Jennifer Rigby, can you weigh in on this? How will the SUP be affected by this comprehensive plan?
Well, the special use permit is a completely separate issue from the comprehensive plan. And so, but to Raymond's question about where these types of industries will occur, I'm going to point you back to these meetings that are so important to our community on the future land use map. That is where we can all have a conversation about where does industry occur and where is it appropriate and where do jobs occur and so forth. So, Raymond, I hope to see you tomorrow at our meeting. If not, we have a host of other meetings and hope to see you there.
And Al Sharp, I want to ask this of you. Jeff writes, I think the work so far is great. How do the groups get more people to participate? Jennifer Rigby, that's what you're talking about. We'll post those dates. But Al Sharp, how can people become more informed? He says, I serve on a number of boards, and one of the most common things I hear is, I didn't know about this.
We have a regional advisory committee that is wrapping up. They've had five meetings. The next meeting is on March 5th and at 8 o'clock in the morning at the Marriott downtown. We have a website. We have an internet list of 2,000 people. And we encourage emails and communication.
And we'll put that on the post at the end of this show. That's this edition of Coastline. I'd like to thank our guests, Christine Hughes of the City of Wilmington, Jennifer Rigby and Dan Dawson of New Hanover County, Al Sharp, Project Director of Focus. Thanks to all of you for joining us today. Thanks also to you, our listeners, and those of you who called in and emailed. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Join us next week. We explore the future of higher education in Wilmington, how that landscape is changing. Next Wednesday at noon here on HQR News 91.3 FM. This is Coastline.